Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019, and I'm joined by Aurangzeb Khan from Altea Systems. I really appreciate you taking the time out to come and talk to me this morning.
Thank you, Gary. Great to be here.
Yeah. So what can you tell me and our listeners about Altea as a company?
You know, we are pioneering a new generation of multi-camera array systems. These are devices where we put three cameras in one, and we've invented a lot of new algorithms to make them work like one composite field of view. It gives you a unique 180-degree experience with great video, great audio, wall-to-wall coverage, and also data and information.
Interesting. And so for those that aren't aware of some of the stuff under the hood there, you create this stitched image out of this, giving the 180-degree view. What kind of resolution are you able to achieve with that?
You know, we've just launched a new product this year at CES, as you know, and it's been showcased here at ISE. So here we are using in Panacast 3, 13-megapixel cameras. So it's an unbelievable, you know, almost 40 megapixels of raw capacity. We output panoramic 4K, which is half-height 4K, 3840 by 1080 pixels. Wow. That's plenty enough for most video conferencing applications.
More than enough.
And we have a lot more behind it. So what that allows us to do then is, you know, to do up to 6 times lossless digital zoom.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really enjoy the product. We've been using it at UNC for a little over a year now, and I enjoy the fact that because you're giving this 4K experience, when we use it in our Zoom rooms or Zoom conferencing, we can do this far camera control to where we can zoom in and zoom out. And when you've got a 4K image on a video conference, even when you zoom in, you're still in a high definition world.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, I'm really glad you're having a great experience with it. I appreciate that. And yeah, that's our goal is to always kind of raise the bar, you know, do what's new and help drive a better experience by integrating artificial intelligence algorithms. You're working with Intel Research, which is a big partner for us. We let you automatically adjust the field of view. We're also working with like our partners in Australia, AVT, where they're using data, you know, counting people to automatically book or cancel bookings if people don't show up. So the idea is to let people focus on their work, on what they want to do, and let the technology be smart enough to do what's needed.
So you're talking about using your camera as an occupancy device.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're showing off downstairs. We're in 13 B150, and we've got a little setup there where there's a room check-in panel. In previously, people would have to manually touch it to show that they were using it. Now they don't have to do it anymore. If somebody's in the room, the system knows, it goes to the Exchange server and makes sure that it makes that panel red.
So when are you going to make it so that it recognizes me and says, okay, I'm going to set the room up for Gary Kirk?
Yes. You know, the interesting thing with that is the technology is coming along pretty fast.
Yeah.
And now we got to work through all the requirements for people's concerns about privacy and so on. But once people get comfortable with opting into those kinds of services, you know, it's not too far away. And the whole thing is, I think people accept and use technology when it benefits them. Mm-hmm. And we hope, you know, probably within a year timeframe that those kinds of things will become commercially viable.
So you touched on the Panacast 3 just a little bit. What is the major difference between the Panacast 2 that a lot of people are already using to the 3?
And I'll say one quick thing about that. Panacast 2 is doing great. We've got 1,600 companies now, and some of them are, you know, are building 1,000-plus deployments. You saw the news about Uber with 850 last October. So Panacast 2 continues forward, alive and healthy. We're going to release our fourth-generation stitching there. The main difference between the two is Panacast 3 allows you to get a lot closer. So Panacast 2 is designed to a 3 feet stitch distance. Panacast 3 is half that, about 18 inches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can, you know, like if you've got a touch panel, you can kind of walk right up to it. It also gives you the 6x digital zoom. So if you're using our Vision app, then you can create presets. If you're pulling in people from maybe 20 feet away, it allows you to pull people in a little bit more.
Very nice. So another feature that Panacast offers that I found fascinating when I initially found you at Infocom was the whiteboard recognition and being able to take something that is not on a forward-facing plane and present it to the people on the other end as a forward-facing plane. Can you talk a little bit about what went into that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. There was a key set of algorithms we worked on there with Intel. And as you said, the whole idea is that, you know, the whiteboard can be on as a plain old whiteboard, can even be 90 degrees to the camera. And we have a little registration mark on there, which is a set of concentric squares. And we use that to identify the geometry and then do mathematical correction for all of that so that it presents itself like you're standing directly in front of it. And people love that because, you know, still lots of us are used to kind of thinking with our hands and, you know, using the whiteboard. Mm-hmm. Makes it easy to pull that in.
Definitely. So you've already touched on some very interesting technology that you have in your product. There are other people out there doing some things similar. What really separates Panacast and Altea from the other competitors?
You know, a couple of things. One is we started doing intelligent Zoom back in 2017, and now we're just delighted that other folks are following along, and because it just makes life better for everybody. Mm-hmm. Even through today, nobody else can do the multi-camera array technology and gives you the full 180 where people and objects look normal, even if you're sitting right at the limit. Everybody else is building a single camera solution that creates a lot of scale distortion. So people look kind of normal down the middle, but if they're at the left or the right, it's all kind of fishbowl looking.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
So it's a much better visual experience is what our customers tell us.
Very nice. So for people that aren't here at ISE, how can they find out more about Altea and Panacast?
You know, just go to our website, panacast.com, and they'll have a lot of information. And just, you know, email us, reach out to us, call us up. We'd love to help.
Wonderful. So I really appreciate you hanging out with me, giving me a few updates about what you've got going on.
Thank you, Gary. Hope you have a great show here.
Yeah, you too. So that does it for this Trade Show Minute. To hear our full ISE coverage, visit the microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.